Chapter 1. The Problem. A friend of mine, Janet, has a habit of learning from other people's near misses before they become her own. A few years ago, close friends of hers built a new house. They did everything you're supposed to do. New furniture throughout, a designer engaged for the colours, the curtains, the tiles. Every individual choice, taken on its own, was genuinely lovely. And the house has no soul. Janet watched it happen. She watched her friends notice it too. The quiet unease of walking through rooms that were undeniably beautiful, and somehow still not theirs. She watched them try to fix it afterwards, adding throws and artwork and small gestures at warmth that never quite landed, because you cannot decorate your way into a feeling that was never designed in from the start. I didn't want to make the same mistakes as them, Janet told me, when she started her own renovation not long after. She'd seen, up close, that hiring the right professional and choosing lovely things is not the same as the one thing that actually matters. So before she picked up a paint chip off her own, she went looking for a different way in. That's the thing almost nobody tells you before you start a renovation. Doing everything right is not the same as doing the one thing that actually matters. And if it can happen to people who did everything by the book, it can happen to any of us. You may have felt a version of this yourself, even without watching a friend go through it first. You've stood in your own living room and felt like a stranger in it. Not because it's ugly, not because it's falling apart, but because somewhere between the Pinterest board, the paint swatches, and the well-meaning opinions of everyone who's ever set foot in your house, the space stopped feeling like an answer and started feeling like a question you couldn't quite finish. If either of those things sounds familiar, your own house, or watching it happen to someone close to you, you're not alone, and you're not the problem. You're one of a great many homemakers who have quietly discovered something the renovation industry doesn't advertise. 75.4% of people who complete a home renovation do not love the result. Not the workmanship, not the budget. The result itself. The feeling of walking into the finished room and knowing, somewhere in your gut, that it isn't quite you. Only 24.6% get there. Only 1 in 4 finishes their project and feels genuinely, lastingly at home in it. I've spent more than 3 decades as an architect and interior designer, and I want to tell you something that took me a long time to say out loud. That statistic isn't a workmanship problem. It isn't a budget problem, though it often gets blamed on one. Up to 29.6% of renovation budgets are lost to changes of mind, rework, and decisions unmade until it's too late to make them cheaply. It's a sequencing problem. Somewhere along the way, we all agreed to start a renovation with the question, what does it look like? When the only question that actually matters is, what do I need it to feel like? And by the time anyone thinks to ask the second question, the tradesperson is already on site.